So yeah, this is video 5, Stoic Life. You know, what I want to do is stress that you can try all you want and the energy of the flesh to be a Stoic, but you'll never be able to do it without being saved. You don't have the power. But once you get saved, if you read some of those Stoic quotes, it's really beneficial, because if you really look at the Stoics' history, probably, if the Stoics of old, they probably wasn't able to endure, you know, because without the Holy Spirit, you can't endure anything. Without me, you can do nothing. So if you're saved, you can read some of those Stoic quotes, but the main thing is read your Bible, Proverbs, take up your cross, follow Christ, forgive one another, no bitterness. You don't hate your neighbor. You don't hate anybody. You don't hate anybody. I'll put some descriptions under each video. I already have them, pretty sure. What I do is I tell AI to use only the Bible as my source. And then I'll talk about a topic and I say, mesh it together. Bible as your litmus test, you know. And he gives me a lot of good information. And I thought I had some water in the car, but I don't. And I got a 10-minute ride. I hope I don't need water. You know, I got addicted to that. Back in the day when we were young, we didn't carry water around like we do now. It was a totally different world. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have all that stuff, and we still didn't plan and carry water. What's that about? We just got in the car and took off. Now, with the internet, with cell phones, we're more prepared than ever. Putting water in your car and always keeping water and having you a book bag full of stuff. Actually, forgot that too. Used to keep my vitamins with me and stuff like that. I gotta get back on track. But anyway, that's a good one. Don't let the past control your future. In other words, let's say you started a pattern. I usually keep water in the trunk, and I usually keep a little small book bag thing with my tape if I cut my hand while I'm at work, or medicine or aspirin and all that. And I've gotten off that for a few days. Do I let that pattern keep happening? No, I change it. I go back to my pattern of being prepared. And so you don't let the past mistakes control your future at all. You stay free in Christ. So the Stoic life is great. The quotes are great. But if you're not saved, you can't do it. You can't endure it. Because a person will end up drinking and drugging and yelling and road rage and everything else. You can't do it in the energy of the flesh. You can do nothing in the energy of the flesh. It always fails. You can try. You'll start out good, and it'll look like you're going, and then you crash and burn. Because it has to be tempered by the Holy Spirit. You have to have temperance. If you don't, you're going to go too fast, and you're going to crash and burn. You have to slow down in your life. And the way that you do it, the way that you slow down and you have a steady pace, there's times and seasons where you have to do something really fast. But you notice when you try to overextend yourself, you get burned out. But you have to have a slow and steady pace, because the universe is not, God's universe is not designed to just do it instantly. The only thing that you see instantly in this earth plane, this universe that God created, is destruction. Tornadoes, destroyed. Floods, destroyed. Anything you do in a rash, instant manner is usually destruction. Think about that. Look at the look out in front of you. Look out in front of you. Look at the ocean, the waves. They come and they crash on the land. You try to do something really fast or instantaneous, it usually crashes and burns. If it's methodical, it's a different story. Now, if you need a job, sometimes you got to go get your job fast. And usually it's the wrong job. You work there 2 or 3 months while you're looking for another one, you get one you like, you know. And so if you're a manager, you can apply that. If somebody needs a job right this second, right now, there's, if somebody needs to rent a space right here, right now, if somebody wants to do it right now, they're not thinking right. It's destruction. Really think about that. You look out in front of you. You see some car speeding around the average car, they're going to have a wreck. I've been doing this ride share for 10 years. I know what I'm talking about. I'm a professional. And so I've never had a wreck during that whole time. The ones I see speeding and acting crazy, they usually have a wreck. If you do something too fast, you're not giving the universe time to rewrite the story. Let me say it again. If you do something too fast, you're not giving the universe to write the story. When God writes your script, He's writing it. It's kind of like a book. You're actually in a book. You're in a 3D book, and your life is a storyline. So God has a story for you. He has a script. And is God in a hurry? No. Why are you in a hurry? Is God worried? No. Why are you worried? I got to get this job, blah, 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 blah. I got to have this job right now. Do you? There's always going to be another opening come up. Some man, I got to marry this woman right today. I got to marry her today. Really? If she loves you, she'll be there. If it's meant to be, she's going to be there. Why are you going to do it right now? It always crashes and burns. Anything that you do in haste, it always crashes and burns. I think there's some verses on that in the Bible. I got to get rich right now. The get rich schemes, they always fail, right? They crash and burn. We got to do it right now. It always is a train wreck. God is the overarching pattern. His universe. Look how the seasons work. Just step back and look how the trees and the seeds was 3 months before you got cycles. The leaves fall off, they come back. It doesn't happen instantly. Overnight, it happens in a process, a pattern. And even the word procession, process is procession, to follow after Christ. Was Jesus in a hurry? Was Elijah in a hurry? That woman's child was dead, and they thought, why is Elijah taking his time? Lazarus, he was dead. Why was Jesus taking his time? 3 days. Jesus wasn't in a hurry. When he was asleep in the bottom of the boat, they were screaming and yelling, "We're gonna die! We're gonna die!" And he said, "Peace, be still." He wasn't in a hurry. They thought he was crazy. They said, "Lord, we're dying. We're gonna die." I mean, Jesus is in the boat. Jesus is in the boat, and they're worried about dying. Come on, we're talking about God in the boat, and His creation has to follow Him. And they're worried about dying, and it's His creation. He said, "Peace, be still," and the waters calmed down. Listen, you're sons of God, daughters of God. You can say, "Peace, be still." You might not actually say it your words, but you can think it, and you can say it to your own soul. The main thing is not try to necessarily manipulate the earth, but manipulate your own soul. Peace, be still, right? The object lessons are here for you. The universe is your university. The daily routine cycles are your training ground. You're in a training place. You're in a simulated training program. And so the simulation around you, the object lessons, the simulation around you is training you how this thing works. I got a tailgater right now. And she don't even care. I'm trying to look at the stuff on the back of her car. It's all about her, right? So you look at the universe, and you look how businesses work. You look how the stock market, it'll go through cycles, political cycles. You know, when the Democrats won, I wasn't even worried. I made comments all over the place. I said, they will destroy themselves. The Democrats always destroy themselves because they are their own worst enemy. They hate everybody. They're lazy. They want everybody to do it themselves. They want everybody to do it for them. They don't want to do it themselves. They're lazy. They want the government to provide for them. They don't want to sacrifice for anybody. They want everybody to sacrifice for them. They're obvious what they are. They're Wile E. Coyote. Wile E. Coyote always destroys himself. And really think about it. You can use the devil's system for your advantage because the devil's system has no new game. And so you know how the devil's going to work in a business, in politics, in a system. It's the god of this world's system's the devil, right? And you already know he's in a loop. He's stuck in a loop. He hates you. He wants you dead and all this. And you watch them and they're scheming behind the scenes and you can feel it and you know it. And they always crash and burn and destroy each other. So a lot of times too, if you see two or three of them working against you and you start to be nice to one and one of them starts to care about you as a human, all right, and they're saying, take them out, take them out. They're a Bible believer. Take them out. And this one person that's friends with you or whatever and actually cares about you, they're saying, I'm not taking it. And if they really wake up and realize if they attack a saint, they're going to be hurt by God, you know, doing my prophets no harm. Long story short, as a stoic Christian, all you have to do is follow what the universe is doing and just be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. You're not in a hurry. Nobody should be in a hurry if they're saved.